We've seen that it's not hard for us to see on the news that there's a decline in the water supply, either for irrigation or for human consumption, and also there's a cost increase associated with that depletion. Also, major crops are experiencing drying years, and there's a obvious change in the weather pattern, and as it was mentioned in a previous talk. So it has become a big challenge, especially for seed companies, and some of them claim that they've been trying to work, and they've been working with a drought tolerance for over 50 years. So it's a big market. Some of the symptoms that drought stress causes in a plant, they tend to be shorter. They have smaller and fewer leaves, and they also have less nodes. And as a bad consequence of that is that you're gonna have a reduced number of bolls in case of cotton. So here we have a well-watered plants and a water-stressed plants from my experiment. So there's some evidence in the literature that the water stress increases the ethylene levels. And there's a very strong evidence in cotton that the increase in ethylene levels causes the fruits to be shed. So it may result in an overall yield decrease. So we want to keep more plants in the bowl. So it is important to protect the plants from the detrimental effects of ethylene. And for that, we used 1-MCP that is highly used in many horticulture crops and cut flowers. As you can see here, we have a warehouse where they store apples. So they harvest apples in 1 year, and you're eating apples. They are at least 1 year old due to the 1-MCP. And so they pile the apples in the storehouse, and they isolate the area, and then they apply 1-MCP as a gas. Here is some commercial names of the 1-MCP, Smart Fresh and Ethyl Block. So my objective was to evaluate the effects of 1-MCP on the two different water regimes on physiological parameters of cotton plants. And for that, I evaluated the plant, I did some plant mapping, biomass, leaf growth, chlorophyll content, ethylene emissions, and others, but there's no time. So this experiment was conducted in a greenhouse during 2 years at Bulwark Center in a 2x2 factorial design in a split block arrangement with 5 wraps. That's our variety, and we used the fritted clay as a substrate due to its good physical qualities in retaining water. We wanted a gradual dry out. And prior to the treatments to be applied, the pots were irrigated daily and fertilized every 2 weeks. When the plants averaged when they reached the peak of their reproductive stage, we went ahead and applied the treatments. That was the way we delivered 1-MCP. There were two rates, 0 and 1,000 parts per billion. And they stayed inside of those tents over the night during 14 hours. On the next day, we took them back to the greenhouse, and then we started applying the water stress. The plants were to address the water stress. We were holding the irrigation until they reached the wilting point. Well, the well-watered ones, they were irrigated daily. Fertilization was suspended from when we applied the treatments until the end of the experiment, and we used SAS and the Fisher's Protected LSD for its analysis. Here, just for you to have an idea, this shows the dryout period during 14 days of the 1-MCP application. Here we see the control ones. The 1-MCP one is a light-colored ones. And we see that they were close to 100% of water content in a substrate. While the ones addressed the drought stress, they were drying out until they reached the wilting point, and then they were added the water lost in the last 24 hours, and they were kept under that drought stress until later on. So our data collection included plant mapping that basically we go in every node in a plant and we check every fruiting position on that branch. We check the stage of development of that fruit, and also we measure number of nodes and et cetera. Here also we have the biomass where we have the vegetative growth. Here's the stems and the petioles. And here we have the squares and the fruits and flowers as the reproductive growth. And here is the leaves. Excuse me. So this table here shows the effects of 1-MCP in water regimes in the number of upsized food, square numbers, vegetative nodes, reproductive nodes, and the second position retention. As we see here, 1-MCP, this is the main effects of 1-MCP. We see that 1-MCP caused the greatest abscission of fruits. And but the way we did it, we evaluated the abscission in the end of the experiment. We went there and we did the plant mapping. So I think we lost the whole picture of what happened. We shared this data with some colleagues, and what they did, they went ahead and actually they were counting the number of bowls and fruits and flowers that were lost along the dry out period. So they had an idea, a better picture of what happened, and that what they noticed is that 1-MCP actually it was retaining, it was causing less abscission right after the treatment of 1-MCP during the next 4 days, and after that the abscission was equal to other treatments that didn't have 1-MCP. So we saw that the 1-MCP was setting new fruit positions, as we see a significant increase in square numbers. And we want in cotton plants, we want more reproductive nodes and less vegetative nodes, since most of the yield come from the reproductive nodes. And the 1-MCP caused less vegetative nodes and increased the number of reproductive nodes, what it's good, what we want. Second position is one of the positions that is contributes a lot to yield in cotton. And we see that there was an interaction. 1-MCP improved the retention of that bowl under the well-watered conditions, but under water stress, actually it decreased its retention. Here we have another table showing the meta partitioning in cotton plants. And we see that 1-MCP, again, the main effects of 1-MCP, it increased the leaf area, consequently the leaf weight. The vegetative weight was increased. I mean, plants were taller, more stems, more petioles. And also it increased the reproductive weight. That includes the flowers, fruits, squares. So here is another parameter we evaluated. We evaluated the leaf growth. And we see that under water stress, and the lighter color again is 1-MCP. We see that significantly 1-MCP improved the leaf expansion under water stress, and under well-watered condition it also improved right here later in the evaluation. We evaluated the chlorophyll using SPAD meter, and the ethylene we used a GC. For the ethylene, we collected the top leaf, the first unfurled leaf, and we incubated during 1 hour, and we injected 1 mL in the GC. And it's quite difficult to work with ethylene emissions, by the way. So what we could see here is that this is 1-MCP under stress conditions. We saw that it was this line right here, the dark green, it's the control one without 1-MCP. So we see that 1-MCP was keeping under water stress had the highest ethylene emissions, and it kept high until a certain point and then decreased. It got together with the stress by itself. We think here is due to the fact that it's necessary a certain water content in the cell in order to produce ethylene. In the other hand, if we evaluate the controls with and without 1-MCP, we see that in the beginning of the experiment, ethylene levels were lower than the control. And then later in the experiment, it increased. So they have this common point right here of 7 days after 1-MCP was applied. And some people say that the 1-MCP lasts in a plant about 5 days, so it's kind of close to it. We think that 1-MCP was working until here, and here didn't hold the ethylene emissions anymore. And here's the dry out curve that I previously shown to you guys. So on this day, on the 7th day, it is very close where it reached the wilting point, and it was right here on the 9th day. So this is the chlorophyll content. We see that the 1-MCP didn't have any impact in the chlorophyll content the way we evaluated. We see that so those two right here are under well water condition, those two are under water stress. 1-MCP had no effect, but the water regimes impacted the chlorophyll content. So in general, we see that 1-MCP improved the growth and either reproductive or vegetative parameters we evaluated, but it also caused a greater abscission. And we wonder if this better growth was due to the relocation after a greater food abscission. We do see potential for 1 MCP in overcoming drought effects. So that's pretty much what I have to show to you guys. Thank you very much. Let me know if you guys have any questions.
We have 5 minutes here yet, so questions.
All right, questions. I did on time.
Have you tried this in field evaluations?
Yes, this is just my greenhouse experiment. I also have 2 years of field experiment. But in the field, we used another formulation. That here was gas. In the field, we used the powder formulation. And we saw similar overall growth of the plant. It had more nodes. It had a better LAI. It had more green bulbs as well. I mean, the plant was forming new positions on the top of the plant later in the stage of the development. Yes, we did, and it kind of shows a similar pattern. But we didn't see increasing yield in the field. And I think after we harvest the cotton, I noticed that the plants that were treated with 1 MCP, they had more green bulbs, full size developed bulbs, but they didn't crack after we sprayed the defoliant. And I was wondering if those bulbs, if they had cracked, they would have increased the yield under 1 MCP treatments. It was like an evergreen, the 1 MCP was causing an evergreen effect in a plant. Any more questions? Yes. No, I didn't evaluate root development. Uh-uh. I think would be a good area to work with.
What would be your expectation?
If 1 MCP is causing a better growth, root growth, or not. I don't think, I haven't seen anything published about that yet. Yes. No, I didn't. The leaves were detached and they were incubated during 1 hour. Yeah, there are many different methodologies. That was the easiest one we thought would fit better to what we wanted to see. Excuse me? Yes.
Did you also measure respiration of your plant?
We did. We did use the Lycor 6400. I didn't present the data. There was no time for it. But 1 MCP was decreasing the transpiration. Yeah, it was having a small reduced stomatal conductance.
Okay, but did you also look at respiration?
No. Oh. Any more questions?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.